Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time to stop the censorship of the social media big tech giants. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, you know, when the internet first began, it was in its infancy, and at the time, the internet and other social media platforms like Facebook and other music sharing sites were neutral providers of information, kind of like a telephone service. You don't want to hold the telephone company liable because two people are talking in a way that may be unlawful. It's not the phone company's fault. You go after the individual lawbreaker. And so what happened originally with some of the music sharing sites, people would put music that was copyrighted on, for example, a music sharing social media platform, and those social media companies were facing threats of lawsuits. They went to Congress. Congress said, well, since you're just a neutral provider, you're not censoring, you're not even creating your own content, you shouldn't be held liable. So they gave them immunity, legal immunity. That's fine, as long as they are a neutral provider. But these social internet giants became giants, and they became the super information highways. And there's nothing like it. They are more pervasive. They have more information worldwide, globally, and domestically that they transmit than radio or television, the airwaves, for example, that you normally receive or could receive, even your telephone. And yet now they've moved from the neutral provider, Holly, to being the worst censors. And that became really clear when America's frontline doctors held a press conference in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because if your information doesn't follow their agenda, they'll take it down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and so what happened was America's Frontline Doctors, founded by Dr. Simone Gold, who we've had on this program, did this press conference within a short period of time, a couple of hours.
With
20
many.
Million viewers already on YouTube.
Right, many of the doctors, as well as they did other teaching seminars as well that day.
Yeah, and when that hit such demand, it caught the attention of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and they censored them. And even Squarespace, which was hosting their URL for their website, shut them down, wouldn't give them their URL back, so they couldn't even point it to a new location. They couldn't even use the same URL when they went to another internet providing platform hosting service.
Yeah, I think that one video when they were on Capitol Hill hit like 30 million views within 6 hours.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. People were sharing it, and then it was going down just as fast as you could share it.
So what they were talking about is COVID, and they were talking about different kinds of experiences, both in the studies and the research and in their personal private practices on how COVID patients had been beneficially treated using hydroxychloroquine, a drug that was approved in 1955 by the FDA, all the way back then. It's over the counter, and in many places around the country, around the world, I should say, it's over the counter in many places in the world, and it is used for various kinds of things, lupus, malaria, other kinds of conditions, and there has been a high level of success using it to treat the early stages of COVID, a high level of success. In fact, the researcher who's an epidemiologist, an MD and a PhD, Harvey Riesch, who teaches at Yale Medical School, said that the information, the evidence is, in his words, quote, overwhelming, close quote. He says he's never seen something so one-sided in his career as a scientist in favor of the benefits of hydroxychloroquine on COVID patients. He says that based on his research, about 100,000 people in the United States alone have died because they have not received hydroxychloroquine.
Right. And all those doctors, you know, said the same message. And that's why they went on Capitol Hill that day, to talk directly to the public, because they see how this message is being censored.
So that was on Monday, and they immediately got censored Monday night. And providentially, the House subcommittee was having a hearing on Wednesday of that same week that had been moved from a previous canceled hearing because of COVID. And these social media giants, including Mark Zuckerberg, were grilled, as they should. So we're talking about Google, we're talking about Facebook, YouTube, all of these different platforms, Twitter, some of the web hosting sites. And now they become the most censoring kind of platform. So, for example, I know a friend who literally just did a reply to someone's personal experience. Person had COVID, person took hydroxychloroquine, within 2 days felt fine, completely turned around. The person just posted a little reply, just about a sentence or two, and the reply got censored. I mean, it's that bad.
Unbelievable.
In fact, Facebook has said that just in a short period of time, they censored, I believe it was 105 million posts related to COVID. 105 million posts. Even people talking about zinc. And yet, what the doctors are saying is, a great protocol for early phases or symptoms of COVID is a combination of hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc. And they have lots of studies. Dr. Gold was on this program, and we've done programs on that. And I encourage you, if you haven't seen those, to go to our webpage and watch her programs again for the Faith and Freedom broadcast. You can go to lc.org/HCQ, HCQ.
Yeah, we've got all the series on there, as well as the page for American Frontline, where you can go on, see the map, and click on your state and find out how available HCQ is. If it's not, you can click on the, on that state, and you can be in touch with a telemedicine doctor.
That's right. So there's a lot of politicization that's out there, and you know, people that are in the know and scientists that are researching this, they're like, what in the world is going on? What in the world's going on? This treatment is $10. For the whole treatment, $10. That's generic. So no pharmacy has control of the market on this. It's $10 for the entire treatment. And it saves lives. Why would you censor something like that?
So you see, the censorship is harmful. It's preventing people from getting help.
And we're talking about life and death now.
Right.
Life and death censorship. They don't want you to see. Now, you may agree or disagree with hydroxychloroquine. I've done a lot of research on it. Our staff has. There's a lot of overwhelming evidence out there. There's a number of research programs and research papers now around the world in different places, including the United States.
Plus this whole group of doctors have all used it and been successful with it.
And we're talking about high-level experts. All agree, many of them agree. There are some people that say, well, no, there's no evidence that it's beneficial. You have to wonder who they're connected with. Like even on the FDA, it's dominated by people who are conflicted in their interest with Big Pharma. And why would Big Pharma be against hydroxychloroquine? Well, my goodness, if you don't know. One, there's remdesivir, and that's a drug used for later symptoms, more hospitalized patients.
But it costs thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars, $3,700 to $5,200. But then there's this vaccine, and my goodness, we're not talking about $5,000. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake. So why would Big Pharma be opposed to a $10 drug? Well, pretty obvious. The bank accounts are going to look a lot different for somebody who comes up with the magic so-called vaccine for COVID. So you have this censorship coming out of Facebook. They not only censor hydroxychloroquine, they censor a lot of other things as well. They're censoring things regarding the political election. They'll say that your posts are partly false or false, or they won't even allow people to see it. It's time to stop it. You can go to lc.org or lcaction.org, and there you'll be able to find some information, particularly lcaction.org, about how you can sign petitions and send a fax right now to the Federal Communications Commission, to the Federal Trade Commission, and to members of Congress and the White House to ultimately address the censorship from a legislative fix standpoint. Now is an opportune time to do it. and go to lcaction.org. That's going to be a great resource on all of this information. Stop the censorship now. It's time, and we have a window of opportunity to stop the censorship. The censorship is deadly. You have a right to speak. You have a right to receive information. The social media platforms have no right to censor your information. Then a telephone company would have the right to bleep out your words as you're talking to somebody over the phone because they don't like you, or literally even disconnect your service because they don't like your viewpoint. And that's what's happening in social media, and it needs to stop. LCAction.org is the place to go.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.